You came into this not to have a good event. You wanted a change. What do you see from what we did this past workout? How does that affect us 10 years from now?
So 10 years from now, because we started with this workout already, I believe that going forward, we go to different neighborhoods. We could take over the whole Virginia Beach with this, honestly, and just go to other neighborhoods. And then now they don't have to fear officers, law enforcement. So that way, when we do have to go into that neighborhood and we do have possibly a shooting or anything, because all neighborhoods have those things, but other neighborhoods are willing to talk to us. If we go in there and those kids aren't afraid to be like, hey, something happened and I need to talk to an officer about it.
It's a special place, not because of the walls or the weights or the decor, but because of the characters that hang out here. I'm Jake Waring, and my family has been empowering our community's journey to optimal health and fitness for generations. We are a family, and we help other families. And this is the pursuit of excellence, meaningful results, genuine connections, and having plenty of good laughs along the way. This podcast embodies all those principles. Join us each week as we share stories, insights, and tips that may help you reach your fullest potential in mind, body, and spirit.
Hey, it's Jesse Waring with Where the Beach Gets Fit with my friend, Officer Keyshawn Roberts, Virginia Beach Police.
Hello, how y'all doing, man? I appreciate everything y'all do for us, man.
Oh, man, thank you for being here. We've started this friendship mostly because of you. It's probably been about 6 weeks.
Honestly, yeah.
Right.
Around that.
Right. Been a magical 6 weeks, though.
It's true. Crazy turnaround in 6 weeks, honestly.
Yeah.
Very amazing turnaround.
It's cool because, especially on a personal level, because me growing up, we have, Waring's Gym has always had this like dynamite relationship with Virginia Beach Police because my granddad, he graduated the police academy when he was 65 years old. And
age, right? Did it do it?
Right.
Applaud to him.
Right. And he trained a whole, you know, generation of recruits for us. So for the longest time, these guys looked up to him like, he was the great big brother, but you come now, all those guys who he trained, they're retired now. So that relationship that we had, you don't recognize, but it just kind of drifts away. You entered in and you started this, you reached out to us about starting this friendship. Do you remember like what even made you think like Waring's Gym?
It's funny. So I was a member of the Oceanfront Community Liaison Squad. And so we are the people on our bikes that bike out the oceanfront. So being a part of that, we have to go to certain clubs, the one that's across the street from yours. That we would be there on every Thursday and I would see your gym. And I'd be like, you know what? You know, we don't have like a good like partnership with them. And so I got this job of being the community liaison for the second precinct. And my biggest thing is I want to connect with everybody in my area that I could possibly connect with. And one day I so happened to be driving past Waring's Gym. Yeah, and so I was like, you know what? I'm going to stop there today and see what's going on with them. And so I stopped there, and little did I know, it was going to be a beautiful friendship brewing from that.
Right, praise God. The thing, and you might not, because you just getting to know us, that you couldn't have known that what you came in immediately, first time that I meet you, you come up with this, what to you is like, hey, there's this wild idea that I have. And you didn't know, it's like, oh, this is an idea we've had for a couple of years where the more kind of you see in our world, all sorts of controversial things with the view of police when I was young is fully different than a lot of people's views of police now. And that was something that I'm like, man, it's something that's really, it can change, but it's got to change through what we call sweat equality. Right. Yeah. To where if we were putting together events where police got to work out along with like residents of the city, where we get to see, it's like, hey, if I live in Atlantis, I got struggles. You know, if I'm a police officer, I got struggles, but the struggles aren't the same. But if we get you guys working out together, well, now suddenly we have a mutual shared,
exactly,
you know, suffering. If something's good, we share like a mutual liking. That's one thing. But if we share something that's tough, that's something that can really bond.
That workout was tough. I went into that workout thinking that, you know, we're just going to go out there and we're going to meet some kids and stuff like that. No, y'all made us work and y'all made us actually sweat. And it actually did end up bringing us together because it wasn't just an easy workout,
right,
where people just came in and was like, oh, okay, well, I got a good workout and I go home. No, we went out there, we sweat our butts off. And like I'm sitting there working out with some of the kids from Atlantis, and we're both like dying at the time. And we're like, he's like, Officer Roberts, like, this is bad. I'm like, man, I'm over here dying too, man. So like, it was a perfect like workout for us, honestly, what y'all created.
Right. Dying, but y'all had smiles on your faces.
Yes, 100%. The whole time I'm smiling, I'm laughing, because that's just me. That's what I am. I'm sitting trying to compete with G from Take No Days Off.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I end up losing a lot of those. But Wharton, thank you for him too as well for, you know, helping us out as well.
No doubt. That's a whole other conversation. I was thinking, man, like you bring Giovanni and Take No Days Off. That's a whole conversation on its own. But if you can, because you and I know about it, but just I want the people who aren't aware, like, what was this workout that we're talking about?
We started off with a run around Atlantis. So
I meant where were we? Who were we working out with?
So we were in Atlanta's apartments. It's near the oceanfront. It is a lower income neighborhood. We wanted to work out with them because not all those people have the opportunity of going to a gym. And so instead of them having to go to a gym, why not bring the gym to them and then bring the people along that go to the gyms so that way they can see them and then we can all introduce each other. And so also bring the police officers along with it. So that way when we do go into the neighborhood for a call, it's not just, there goes that same old cop again coming to arrest us. No, it's, there goes Officer Roberts. He's actually here to probably come and give us something nice, and that we don't have to be afraid to talk to them. Cause there's been plenty of times where we've come into those neighborhoods and we talk to the kids, and then there's been people that come up to them like, hey, don't talk to those adults. Don't talk to those cops. And so I don't want law enforcement to have to feel that burden. If we can possibly broaden this to go into other neighborhoods and have other kids from other neighborhoods come and embrace us, because it's not just us and them, because the Atlanta staff came out and worked with us. So yeah. The Atlanta staff don't have the best relationship with the people that live there. So them getting the opportunity to work out with the kids, to get that relationship built, it makes it easier for everybody. But yes, we were in Atlanta's apartments. We were doing a workout there. It went way better than expected from anybody.
Every time I meet you, it always ends up with a, hey, this went way better than I was expecting.
I have low expectations, and then, you know, you get happy when they go over top of those. And
yeah.
It was beautiful. And shoot, we talk about the workout, but you keep on saying amen. That prayer that you said, that was very much empowering. And I
praise God.
Shoot, after the we recorded it, the guy that was there that was recording, he came up to me. He was like, man, that, I love what he said about that. Like, I love, he can say, I love what he said about sweat equality. I love what he said about it. It was very empowering. And
especially when you go in a place like you were saying, like, I can sum it up to where we could say a low income area, but it's a low trust area.
Yes.
You know, like, it's a place where trust has been broken so far, like, so long. We look at, I think of the Vibe, like, our gym is located in the Vibe District, but that name's only been like less than 10 years. You know what I mean? Atlantis has been Atlantis for my whole entire, I went to elementary school here, you know? So Atlantis has always been Atlantis, and it has always been thought of. The truth is, they're in the heart of the Virginia Beach oceanfront, but it's like something we just don't like to talk about. They don't feel like they're a part of the Virginia Beach oceanfront, and the Virginia Beach oceanfront doesn't feel like they're a part of it. And it's like, this is a problem. Like, that's not something that can't be, what's the word I'm looking at? That has to be taken care of. That's something that I can't stand. Can I ask you, like, your thoughts? Cause you came into this not to have a good event. You came in, you wanted a change.
Yes.
How do you see, like, what do you see from what we did this past workout? How does that affect us 10 years from now?
So 10 years from now, especially because we started with this workout already, I believe that going forward, we go to different neighborhoods. We probably bring other gyms with us. It doesn't even really matter. It could just be us, TNDO and Warren's gym. We could take over the whole Virginia Beach with this, honestly, and just go to other neighborhoods. And then now they don't have to fear officers, law enforcement as much. So that way, when we do have to go into that neighborhood and we do have possibly a shooting or somebody a stabbing or a burglary or anything, because all neighborhoods have those things, but other neighborhoods are willing to talk to us. If we go in there and those kids aren't afraid to be like, hey, something happened and I need to talk to an officer about it, and we can have that clear relationship. Shoot, even the adults, I want to have a relationship with the for adults sure. as well. Talk to them, and they don't have to be afraid to talk to us because we're not just there like it used to, like how law enforcement, how people thought of law enforcement, how it was like looked at online.
Right.
People now can talk to law enforcement because we have a lot of good officers on this department, and a lot of really good officers with their heart on every officer. There's not an officer I don't think has a good heart, because you don't sign up for this job for the paycheck.
Right.
Or the Nora, everybody thinking that, oh, he's so cool, he's an officer. No, you sign up for this thing because you're willing to put your life on the line. And I respect every single officer in this department because of that.
And I think you'll agree with me. Good cops make good cops.
Yes.
Like if you got, man, some good cops doing good things, guess what? The cops who, because they're all just people, you know, we're all just these struggling people, you know? And, if those struggling people get to see what cops can do, or we can change the whole entire way that this city sees us, to where how many of the city sees cops as being against us. Now we do a couple of years of this, suddenly we start to shift, and now we start seeing what it should be. These cops are for us. Protect and serve is not just a cute thing that we write on the door. Like, I signed up for this. I signed up to protect you and to serve you and to put my life in the line for to protect and to serve you. And I think that us getting the city to be able to trust that is really what I believe the mission is.
I'm hoping that, like, because I was one of those kids that grew up in one of those neighborhoods, grew up in North New Jersey. I've grown up in different neighborhoods in Virginia Beach that weren't the best. So I know how it feels to be that kid and see cops come in and be like, oh, I got to run away from them just because the older kids told me to do so.
Right.
So now if we can get a hold of those older kids and like, hey, it's okay to talk to us, then they can start talking to these younger kids. And now the young kids like know that, hey, maybe if I go to that cop car, I get some stickers. Or maybe he can tell me a cool joke or show me his car, because I'm not always coming into your neighborhood to arrest somebody. Maybe I'm coming to my neighborhood. I know a lot of neighborhood officers that come into these neighborhoods just to say hi to people and just to wave their and shake hands, stuff like that. So I just want to change the look on policing, at least in Virginia Beach.
Right.
Are you tired of feeling sluggish, out of shape, and unmotivated? Introducing Xrcize, the all-natural solution for boosting energy, building strength, and improving mood. Now available anytime at Waring's Gym. Xrcize is a fast-acting, non-prescription solution, clinically proven to reduce stress, improve cardiovascular health, and sculpt your body, all with just 30 minutes a day. Side effects of Xrcize may include increased muscle mass, enhanced mood, boosted self-confidence, and a stronger heart. In some cases, users may experience the desire to wear smaller jeans and post-workout selfies. Talk to your loved one today to see if Xrcize at Waring's Gym is right for you. Join now and take the first step toward a stronger, healthier you.
So we wanted to talk about, you know, our mission that you're sharing between the police and us, but I kind of want to get, if I can get personal, is that all right?
Go ahead. I'm listening.
What inspired, because you reached out, like there before you, there was a community liaison before you, right?
Yes.
So that's not a role that like people aren't usually fighting to get that role. You got to be like, you know what? I really want to do that. Why do you want to do that? What?
So I appreciate everybody that's a community liaison. We have community liaisons for all four precincts. We have one in every single precinct. We also have some resort liaisons. So it's really what you want to make of the role, which is why I love this department. This department is very big on, they are very big on community policing. They want to make sure that the people know who their officers are that are policing the neighborhoods, and that we can go to these events because they very much love when I do these events. So some officers may want to go talk to military kids because that's their background. Some officers may want to go to the schools because that's their background. Some other officers may want to just go to the streets because that's their background. My background is being in a lower income neighborhood. So I know how it feels to be that kid in that area. And I want to reach out to those kids and know that it's, you're not alone. Like we have the resources to help you. I don't even just do this. I do the homeless. There's a lot of homeless in the area of Virginia Beach. I know everybody sees them. So we have an outreach team amazing people. Anytime I say there's anybody that's homeless, they want to reach out to them first to get them homes and housing before we even go out there to do trespassing or something like that, because they want to help them before, you know, somebody hurts them or something like that. Somebody puts them in jail because they're not getting anything out of going to jail all the time. So, and that's what policing is. Like, my sergeants, my lieutenants, everybody, their biggest thing is they want to make sure they help people before they get to the possibility of having to go to jail. If they have to go to jail and there's no, like, ifs, ands, or buts about it, we have no choice. It's just our job. But if we can help bridge that gap. And so I was an officer that did all the arresting and all that stuff. I got the fun, yada, yada, whatever it is. But once I realized that, like, I just want to help the community out. And in our first meeting, when we first had that first meeting, and then, like, we just talked, and y'all, literally, I didn't have to bring up anything about, like, oh, no, we can. I was like, hey, I just want to do something with the community. Y'all said, we could do something with Atlantis. We can do something, like, and, like, y'all brought up these things. And I was like, these guys actually want to do it. And this is why I wanted to do this job. I didn't want to do this job because I wanted to arrest people all the time. I want to do my job and do arresting people? That's my job. I'm perfectly fine with it. But I want to do my job because the community is so important, and working with people like that is amazing. I want to enjoy coming to my job every day. I've enjoyed going to my job every day since I've gotten this job. I enjoyed it at the oceanfront as well, but I've literally walked into me and my girlfriend were talking about it, and she just like, you're so much more happier now. And I don't know, because my mother owns a daycare off of Holland Road called Brilliant Beginnings, and her mission was to help people that were in lower income things going on. So she gives the lowest, like, prices out when it comes out of daycare, because she wants to be able to help them out.
Right.
Because not everybody wants to do that. Some people own a business just to, you know, bring in money and not actually help out. Y'all wanting to help out and meeting people like you all is amazing. Sorry, I went on a long rant.
No, dude.
I'm very passionate about community service.
Everybody wants to hear more about you than me. Yeah. Can I ask you this then? Who's your Keyshawn Roberts? Who's your Officer Roberts? Because, like you said, you could have just as easily just been an Atlantis resident, but you made the decision to be somebody who you didn't start out trusting. Like, you didn't start out trusting cops. Somebody I'd like to throw them at you. Yeah, like a curveball.
That was a really good curveball, actually.
Who was your Officer Robert? Somebody moved you the way you want to move someone else.
I became an officer to go federal. That's what I wanted to do at first. I wanted to go FBI and see all this cool stuff. While I was in the academy, there was an officer named David Nieves. He has passed away now. COVID.
You told me about him.
Yes. Yeah. He was in the academy. There's a sergeant right now, Sergeant Washington. Officer Scurry was one of my squad leaders. Those guys just taught me about being a community guy. Like, they taught me about wanting to help the community out. Because, like, I just said, oh, I'm just going to go arrest bad guys and do all the stuff that you see on the movies when you're a kid and, like, all that stuff. And they taught me that it was more than just a movie. Like, Sergeant Washington goes out and he goes teach kids karate on his off time, like, not during the time when he's working, on his off time. Officer Nieves used to go coach football programs and help them out when they didn't have stuff, bring food in. Like, he used to pay for a lot of stuff with his stuff. So, like, that, like, inspired me to want to be this person. When I was younger, I didn't get a chance to meet Officer Roberts, which kind of sucks, because, so, like, you know, I was running away from him. Nobody actually reached out a hand when I was younger, because I've lived in so many different places. I've lived in Yorktown, I lived in Virginia Beach, I've lived in Maryland, I've lived in New Jersey. So there was no Officer Roberts out there reaching their hand out to, like, at least that I knew of, because I didn't go out and venture out. So it's nice now that I'm in that position. Now I know, hey, we had these events. You all said that y'all been doing stuff for so long. You had these events, but they don't know about them. So it'd be better, just like we said, bring it to them, bring it to their neighborhoods.
Right.
So that way they can see the Officer Roberts and Officer this and Officer that. So they could be like, hey, I remember when I was a kid, I was speaking to Officer Roberts, and Officer Roberts made me feel like I should be a police officer, because this is, or not even just police officer, made me feel like I should do something in the community. Because, right, no, I don't care what job you have, you can always help the community out. And so That's my big, if I had to put an Officer Roberts, my mom would be my Officer Roberts.
Amen.
Because she helped me when it comes down to community. Like, she showed me that being a part of the community is not just one thing. You have to actually give back to the community, because God gives you things. And so he gives you things so you can help other people with those things.
Amen. We talked a little bit earlier about, dude, Giovanni Ruffin and Take No Days Off. I mean, you talked about like competing with him, and I just wouldn't even mention compete in him.
It wasn't a competition. That's not what it was. I tried though.
Dude, he's out there. And so he's, just speaking honestly, he's an elite athlete. Yes. He played in the NFL. You know what I mean? Like, he's a literal elite athlete, but he's got just such a heart. You know what I mean? Like,
man,
he's just a giver, you know? It's like, you got a dude who can like put out work like that, but it's just, he has a real heart for people. How did you come across, how did you guys meet?
So I have a friend I played high school football with. He was one of the trainers at the gym at the time. He invited me out. I was like, you know what? Forget it. I'll go try it out, because I was gaining too much weight at the time. And so I went there one time, and just the camaraderie of the gym was just amazing. Like, I love gyms like y'all have and he has. Like, you had, like, you're not just people that come to my gym. I know every single person's name. I don't like going to the One Life Fitness is on the planet. I don't like going to all that, because like I do go sometimes, but like my main gym is that one, because of the family oriented like feeling. So I started going there, I want to say 2021. Ever since then, me and him just got cool, and we started playing sand football together. And that's when we really got cool, and I started like knowing who he is, and started talking to him about like all his like his gym stuff, and like when he does with athletes, and like he does a lot of stuff with athletes that like sometimes they don't have the money to do stuff, so he helps them out. Like, that man, ever since then we just became family, man. That's really what it was. He became family. And I was, when I approached y'all with this, y'all started talking about this, I was like, you know what? I'm pretty sure G would love to try to do this too.
Right.
And he was all in for it as soon as I said it. He wanted to be a part of it. He was very excited for what y'all had going on. Like,
right. It's cool that you say that, because my cousin Jake, who usually does the podcast, he's been talking Giovanni up for, I don't know, a couple years, you know? I mean, but Jake talks about lots of stuff that I'm like, okay, you know? if I reacted to everything he told me, I would never run out. But and then you brought, you know, G into the fold, and now I saw what Jake was talking about all this time. But that thing you're saying about like that family gym, like, you could tell this is our people, like a wearing's gym, like Take No Days Off. And so we actually, I don't know if you know about this, but on the 4th of July, we like to do a community workout. Mm-hmm. But I asked Giovanni, I'm like, do you want to run this? Like, I want, and he's trying to think of ways that he can make our people happy. I was like, no, I want to introduce our people to Giovanni Ruffin. I want them.
Go on your hands again.
Yeah. I want a Take No Days Off, you know, workout, because our people, man, like we push them and we love them, but there's also, you know, well, you know, they know us well enough to know what they can get away with. And so, like, living in this bubble, I'm kind of like, I want you to meet this dude who is going to push you while loving you. Not everybody can do that. You got a lot of people who can break balls, you know what I mean? But G's got that heart of, like, man, he's going to push you, but you're never going to quit. You're not going to think, man, that dude hates me. Mm-hmm. You're going to be like, man, that dude loves me enough to hate me. So, 4th of July at Waring's Gym. You got to be there. It's going to be 9 a.m.
I'm glad y'all are doing that. It's going to be both gyms, like, and everybody else is coming as well. Or just
anyone can come. It's all of our community workouts. Our community workouts open to anybody. But you know that anywhere Giovanni goes, there's like 30 people.
10,000 people are going to be coming out.
Yeah, it'll be, you know, hopefully whenever we do our community workouts, we usually have, I'd say we probably average like 60
okay.
people.
That's a lot of people.
Come.
That's a great amount of people, honestly.
I mean, if it's for a community, I want everybody to come and enjoy
this. So what I recommend is, I don't know if podcasts, but so we have National Night Out for Virginia Beach Police. We partner with different communities. Y'all are in the Vibe District, so y'all would come out to the Vibe District National Night Out and, you know, talk with them. There's a whole bunch of people out there that just don't have a gym, that go to other gyms that don't have that family atmosphere, and go out there and you could introduce yourself to a whole lot of different people that would honestly love to come.
I'm going to text you about that, yeah, about how we can do it. Because
I love National Night Out. National Night Out has been something that's going on for 10 plus years at this point. We have multiple different people that are that help to plan these events. And so we let the communities do it. And we just pretty much ask them, like, hey, what do y'all want from us, pretty much? And we give y'all whatever y'all need in that situation, because we are really big on, like I said, this department is so huge on community stuff. Our chief and deputy chiefs go to they make it a point to try to go to every single community to go. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, dude, Keyshawn, this has been awesome. Do you got anything you want to say, anything before you want to?
If you ever come to one of them already, the workout with a cop, please come to the next one, because these are going to be amazing. We're going to do these for however long we want to do these at this point. Please come. I love everybody that came there. I appreciate everybody that came. And please, let's keep this going.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Keyshawn. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll catch you guys next time.
Okay, that's it for today. Thank you all for joining us on today's journey. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and check us out at wearingsgym.com. Also, I would love, love, love to hear your feedback, questions, and any topic that you would like to hear more about. Feel free to email me. My email is jake@wearingsgym.com. See you all next time.